hear the gospel, I would like for you to hear again our text that we've been using for this sermon series, which is Colossians 3:14. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Our gospel text today comes from John 15, verses 1 through 17. I am the true vine, and my Father is a vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and it withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be complete in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. If you are my friends, you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commandments so that you may love one another. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. When we started this sermon series on Together, I thought it would be really neat to have a visual reminder of what it looks like to be together. That we could have something that we could hold every day that would remind us that at Forest Hill, we are together. And so I came up with this idea of a keychain that would hold our keys together. And I thought, that is a really neat idea. And we chose to make it red because that was the closest color we could think to symbolize love. That we were going to do this life together in love. What I haven't expected, or what I didn't expect when I embarked upon this journey, is how significant this would be in my life. You see, in the 2 months that we have been talking about togetherness, this has not only held my personal keys, it has also held my Forest Hill keys, and now it holds my Kerr Street keys, all together. As I have gotten ready to go places in my life and I would grab my keychain, it was a reminder of the beautiful life that we share together at Forest Hill. And for the first 7 weeks of grabbing this keychain, it has always felt really good. It is about the future and hope of what our life together looks like, and it's also about the beautiful memories that we share in this place as God's people. But I have to say, this week it was a little harder for me when I would pick up my keychain. It was a little harder because life this week has felt hard for me. It was a little painful as I think about how hard it is to do life together sometimes. I watched live stream the first part of the week, our special general conference. And there were these beautiful times where worship would happen, and it was incredible. And I just craved to be in that place, and I could see how beautiful that worship was. And then the worship would stop, and the fighting would begin. I watched as the church that I love turned against itself, that said hurtful things, jockeyed for position, and wanted to stop at nothing to win. But nobody won. And unfortunately, the world had a front row seat. They watched us. We had hoped that we were going to St. Louis to show the world that the people called Methodists could do this thing differently, that we could somehow be Christ in the world, that we wouldn't be transformed to this ugly way of fighting. We had hoped that we were going to be a witness for what it looked like to be in Christ. But we didn't. We look like the rest of the world, broken, divided, and ugly. And that was hard. And yet, this morning, when I got ready to come to worship, I grabbed my keychain. My daily visual reminder that we are connected together. Not because we're the same. We knew we weren't the same. Nobody woke up this week and said, "Hey, y'all, we're not the same." We knew that. You are not the same as the person sitting beside of you. We are all different. And that is the beauty of the way that God has chosen to create us to be different. We are different. We're not together because we're the same. We're together because we love and we worship the same God. We are together because Christ is more important than our differences. Or at least I hope. I didn't see it this week. Saw a lot of talk about how we're different. And if that is the thing that we put center stage, if we put our differences at the center stage, then let's just go our separate ways because we are all different. We can only be together when Christ is the most important thing, when we say we are connected not because of who we are, but because of who Christ is. For the last 2 months, we've been thinking about how we do life together as the body of Christ. Suzanne and I have leaned into Paul's scripture in 1 Corinthians 12 that talks about the body and our differences and how we're stronger together and how our differences come together to make us a full and complete body. And I think there is value in that. And I think that that is scriptural, and I think that that shows us how our differences still are important. But the scripture this morning is a different image. It's a text from John, and it talks about the community of Christ, and it says, beginning in verse 4, "Abide in me, and I abide in you. Just as the branches cannot bear fruit by themselves unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing." We are connected together because our love of Christ. Because we abide in Christ, we become part of a community of faith, and we are equally connected to Christ. And in that connection, we are a community. The only two requirements that this scripture puts on being a part of the vine is to abide in Christ, which means to love God, to have faith in the person and the work of Jesus Christ, to abide in Christ, and to love as Christ loves. There is no system of hierarchy. All the branches are the same. We are all connected to Christ in the same way. There is not one person who is more connected. There is not one person who has a seat of honor. There are no second-class followers of Christ. We are all broken and sinful, in need of healing, grace, restoration, and transformation, and we all come to Christ in the very same way. And Christ says, abide in me, and I will abide in you, and you will look different, and you will act different, and you will have incredible love, and you will be a witness in the world. All you have to do is abide in me and give my love in the world. Our purpose becomes to follow the commandment of Jesus. And the only commandment that Jesus names in this passage of John is to love. Verse 12 says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No greater love than this is to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus' commandment is simple-ish. It's clear. Maybe it's not simple, but it is super clear. Love others as I have loved you. Loving one another becomes the fruit that we produce. In verse 18 it says, and I appointed you to go and to bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commandments so that you love one another. When we love one another, others will see that we are transformed people by the grace of God. People will say, those people over there, they are weird. They are different. What in the world is going on with those people? Do you know that the people who first were called Methodists were shunned? Not mainstream people. They were shunned. They said, those people over there, they're Methodist. Methodist was a derogatory term. It wasn't mainstream Christianity. It looked different. It did different things. It put social holiness and personal holiness in the forefront of the world. It was a movement that was driven out of the love of Christ. It didn't look like the world. We have to look differently and act differently if other people are going to know we are Christians by our love. Our fruit, it is the tangible action of love in the world. I propose this is what our fruit might look like. Feeding those who have no food. Giving a helping hand to people in need. Standing up for the downtrodden. Encouragement to those who have lost hope. A big hug for those who are grieving and hurting. A place for all people to worship. Open arms next week when Kerr Street brothers and sisters come to this place asking, can Forest Hill actually be home for us? I believe that is what it is to have compassion in the world, to have tangible acts of love that don't reflect what the world is doing, but reflect Christ in us. Jesus says, abide in me, and I will abide in you. If our faith and our love do not produce actions of compassion in the world, perhaps we need to come face to face with the fact that we might not be abiding in Christ. What I mean for that is not pointing the finger and saying, those people don't abide in Christ. What I'm saying is looking in the mirror and saying, if somebody saw my actions, Would they see Christ in me? No matter what you think or where you stand, I'd challenge anybody to show me that General Conference was what we want to witness in this world, of what it looks like to abide in Christ and to show love. But tomorrow morning, when I leave my house, I'm going to pick up my keys. I'm going to grab this same together key ring. I am going to once again rejoice that God has brought me into a community of faith that will struggle together. There are going to be some days that I pick up this key ring and it is going to be so much fun. And there are going to be some days that I pick up this key ring and it is going to be so much disappointment. Because life together is not easy. But hear the good news. God calls us to live life together. To live life together in the messiness and in the differences, and in and through that we will be transformed. That we will continue to live in grace, that we will be transformed more and more like Christ in the way that we live if we just hang on to Jesus. Christ says, abide in me. Abide in my love. And I will abide in you. Every day, we will find ways to see God's grace if we continue to live together in Christ. I don't promise that it won't be messy, but I promise that it is what Christ calls us to do. I invite you to stay in the messiness, in the pain, in the heartbreak, in the happiness, in all of it together. For that is what the church is. We are in it together for the love of Christ. Amen.